This call is being recorded.
As you move into the realm where you can talk and see us in your life, these experiences with your life body will ease it when the time is right for you to come forward and make the move. Move into your life changes and go to your deep transformative change. I am a God. As each of you are gods and gods, they've already forgotten. I am a God. And many a long time ago, I said that I wanted to create a planet that would be a jewel in the universe. It was my design and my power. And through the transformations that I saw, as I manifested life on this planet, that particular realm is something to be proud of, is something to cherish. Even before humankind came upon this planet, with the purpose of building the best planet I could. There's a purpose in understanding the needs of all of my children upon the surface. Clouds in the sky and the waters around the planet. And everything was in an interesting balance. And each time that there were large numbers of animals upon the planet, it came to an end. There have been six endings on this planet. And this will be an ending. And then we all decided that we were going to make this ascension together. Humankind will learn more very soon about how you came to be. But humankind came to me as a gift. And begin to share those things which I was not able to do myself. And to develop a life upon the planet that was to be in harmony, balance, neutrality is the word you are using. And for a time, it was that. Then as man became more and more greedy in their need, but started to experience wrath, earthquakes, tsunamis, hurricanes, large pieces of land shifting and moving, in part because I was not happy with where I was. These are the days now where heaven has come to say, Mother Gaia, it's time for you to be able to ascend. Those of you in this room, those of you on the phone, those of you who are experiencing the picnic that we've shared with you in Hollow Earth, we're part of that brigade is changing things, is moving things. You do not need to worry about whether or not there is enough water on this planet because the change was made. Differences from total destruction of this planet have moved away now. My brothers and sisters across the solar system and the galaxies far, far away have come to help me. Those in ships above the skies come to help me. And all of us going to a location where once again I can be pristine, I can be clean, and I can serve my purpose of engendering love all who live upon me and in me. This is a day of rejoicing. This is a day to be thankful for what you're experiencing and what you will know. I am Mother God. I am here to be with you at this time. So we are going to leave this circle on the picnic and tune our ears to those in this room as well, that you may know that I can speak with you. You've been asking me to do things you would like me to do for you. I will not only hear for myself, I am here for all. I'm here for all. Does anybody have a question for me? Imagine that we no longer need to be concerned about water and drought. I'm assuming this is true for the replenishment of the soil, providing the nutrients for our food, for sustenance. Has this also shifted? I say worry not about water because water is spreading and teeming up from places that you have not seen water for a very long time. I am bringing a medium shift to the temperatures of this planet. And you will see that this means there's major changes going on. There are major changes going on with fish, with plants, with animals, with birds, with everything. Not only is the human family being asked to come along with me, but also the rest of the planet. You will, in the near future, you will be able to transition by, as you have used that term. You will not need to worry about the richness of the planet because I am producing new minerals. I am producing new air. I am producing new things by showing as we move into that fifth dimension. And so this too means that those huge buildings and concrete and asphalt and all those things that come to the planet now will be a thing of the past. And humans will live in smaller colonies, smaller groups of people, but depending upon one another to share and to care and to build those things. Make those things that they require. At the loss of one, you see new animals and new plants. Not necessarily new animals upon the surface. So when you move in the surface, you will see many, many different animals. Many animals that you only thought were mythological. Many animals that you assumed were someone's dream of the way that others picked up. That you will see your dragon. You will ride your dragon. You will enjoy the relationship with you. You will enjoy the relationship you have. And that is the torture. Enjoy the relationship with all. For none in inner earth call earth hate one another. There are a wide variety of animals. For you to come to know, to care for, and to share. Yes, and another?
Mother Gaia, thank you for this wonderful note. I'm very happy, thank you. Now, may I please ask, that means that we're not going to be eating each other? The animals, we're not going to be eating?
As you move into the fifth dimension, those things change. There's not the same kind of carnal pleasure. Not for humans for meat, not for animals for meat.
everyone will be moved more into a vegetarian diet. Those who may lose their interest in vegetarian diets and want an old-fashioned steak may replicate it from the energy of this diet in the world. This is not something that you need to worry about. Indeed, in the fifth dimension, all of that passes. All right? So enjoy your food. I am not yet done, but enjoy the food. Enjoy your drinks. Enjoy one another. See that others have sat down beside you to share with you as well. They may not look like you.
Does it mean that the animals are not going to be afraid of us?
Yeah.
That we can play with the Bambi?
You will be able to play with the lion.
Oh.
You will be able to play with the tiger. You will be able to communicate telepathically with all. Know exactly what they are thinking.
Well, Gaia, I don't know where do I get my idea that we have to be small to be inside the solar earth. Is that true?
Do you need to be small?
Do
you want to be an ant?
I don't know.
So as you look around yourself now, where you are on your station, look around and see that everyone has different sizes. But you are in no way small, my dear. In no way small. All Earth has inhabitants are about 3 feet tall, probably about 22 feet tall. A wide variety. A wide variety of sizes, shapes, and colors. These are made up of the Lemurians from the past, but also the various sun companies, sun galaxies around. This is the community of love and understanding. Perfect understanding. You do not need to worry about animals, even if anything else similar to that, or people being asked you, it may be shaped for your
soul. Is the whole planet going to change on the temperature and the climate? Is it going to be similar everywhere? Or?
That's my desire. That every place you are, a free flowing rain from the sky, have water that is clear and perfect in the ground. You will see trees. You will be in green as you are here now. And yes, temperature changes, planetary changes, and I am ready. I am ready now. Step into the fullness of my creation fully and completely. It's been a long road for me as well. And I'm proud and pleased to be here.
Thank you.
Another guy?
Yeah.
I want to thank you. Thank you for supporting me and having me come to you. And I would like to know my question is, what are we going to do now? Are we going up more in the cosmos? And what is our destiny? And I know that we're here to serve. That's all I want to do. But where are we going to end up now? And what will be our things and the things that we'll be doing to serve you
really be serving you anymore. We're all going to be wanting to understand. But how about the other planets? And how about the others that are going through what we have been going through? See?
Yes, dear one. You have been light workers, holding that lightsaber out in front of you. Show people the way. To get people on board. Some of you are trying very hard for this, but it is not even time perhaps for a friend or family member that is the reason you are here. To wake people up. To be there when they are ready to speak with someone about what is happening. And so once we go through all of these processes that you have heard so much about, and we move into the light chambers. Some of you may be on ships for those, some may be developing beneath the earth. And you become that galactic human, that one who stands full and complete and knows who they are, what they are, what they've been, and have a very clear vision of what they are to do for their next step. Some of you may decide to become a partner with a person, another person. Maybe someone who has a child, because that is what you have a desire for. It would be time and place then being able to do that. Even if you now, your children think of yourself as being old, but you want to have an opportunity to become younger. What is your destiny? It is continuing throughout this process of this transition. Before me, as I am moving up and carrying all of this load from internally and out externally. Once you have gotten to the other side, then you have a plethora of choices to make. Choices about shifts, choices about life, choices about how you might live either upon the planet or in the sun. And become one who perhaps joins as an ambassador and welcomes others to the glory of this planet. There are so many different ways that each of you can go. It is hard to say exactly. Does that help a little? Oh, yes.
Hello, and thank you for your sweet time. I love you. Love you. Do you
have any more questions
today? Can I have you help us to rise our Kundalini and into the planet?
That's not a direct line that I have. I'm sorry. Raising one's Kundalini is part of the process, part of the ascension process, part of that process. And as you participate in these visualizations within this group this weekend, you will feel at the end of this weekend that your Kundalini has risen tremendously. And that you will not be operating out of the lower chakras, but more into the high heart and higher chakras. It's a wonderful thing to share with you. So do not feel that it is all upon you, although it is. I can encourage you. And I know where you are going.
Yeah.
And all is well, my dear.
Thank you, Mom.
I have a question.
Yes.
At this time, I support this physical body by taking supplements that I check in with myself, and iodine via kelp is one of them. And I've become aware of supplementing the body with extra oxygen. At some point in time, well, there's not really time, but at some point, my awareness is, just because everything is consciousness, that it will no longer be necessary to supplement the body. Is that correct, what I'm tapping into?
Well, dear one, as you start on your pathway where you are now, you are supplementing. Your body is, well, it's in that third-dimensional area. But as you continue to move up and these changes take place, you will no longer need any of those. You will be a new being in a new body and a new structure with all types of new chakras brought online, and your planning for your future will fully and completely be free of any kind of medical pain, ache, or suffering. All right?
Yes, I'm pretty much pain-free. That has left my experiential world, so I'm pleased. I have a second question, if I may. I know there's others of us that have went through the experience of the body taking on a larger form from participating in being on the leading edge. And so that aspect, is just going to disappear? Having the larger body that has been presented itself via doing all of the light service that we've been doing?
Well, let me see if I understand this clearly from you. You are asking if you are in a larger body at this time than what you are dealing with, and if that is going to change. Is that correct?
I'm having a hard time understanding what you just said. When I started really becoming conscious of this, of participating on the leading edge, the first wave, back in about 2001, then my body started taking on a larger body form, a larger mass. Even though I'm eating healthier, more active, all of those things, the body mass of the body has grown. So will it get to return back to its youthful, beautiful, lean body very soon?
Yes, I understand the question that you have at this time. I apologize, I did not understand for sure. So a lot of people from the early 2000s on found their bodies changing, found their bodies getting bigger, not eating enough to feel like it should be filled with fat, and yet the bodies were getting bigger. And this purpose for you to hold more life, to be able to take in more life, use it for the transformation for the planet, and you yourself, as you go through those life chamber experiences, will find that your body will be at its perfect weight. You may change your sex, you may change your looks, you may change anything at that time. But, yes, that was a period where many saw that they added extra weight to their body. And now, you are near the time where that is going to go away, and you will be in a much more fit state, let us say. All right?
Thank you for clarifying that for many people. Thank you. Grand love.
Yes. Anyone else have a question here?
I have a question about that, about my health, about your disease that I'm saying you have gotten attached to. And I'm wondering if, what specific thing I can do to feel strong and accelerate to, with my health.
Madam, you are attached to the COBB already. Yes. We're going to be having a key healing in that tonight. The masters have planned this, talked about this with all of us who have been working together to put this weekend together for you. To bring to you exactly what you are meant to need. If you come with a full expectation of things to be changed, you'll see the talent. For this group is operating at a very high octave this weekend. And seeing things, not enough. Believing that this can happen will bring it about. And if it does not, then enjoy the while longer until you get into your two chamber. You are a strong woman. And physically, this is a task to hold on to this. We encourage you every day. Let it go. Know that you are a perfect, healthy state. I bless you with great health. And know that you will be walking into the future with a new body. All right?
Thank you.
Yeah. So what we are going to do now is we are going to have you back into the all your experience with your picnic and your friends and the people that you are seeing. Share with your fairies what you are experiencing. This one is staying with you to assist you through your ascension process. They assist you daily. And call on them daily. You do not need to go to Hollow Earth to be with your fairy. Fairy is with you every moment of every day. You stay in that area where your heart and your high heart meet in the chakra. Say she's with you there. Call her for it whenever you need her. So find yourself rising and going back to your Merkaba. Find your Merkaba. And seated in it, stand in it, however you want it to be. And bring it back up through this golden white, colored white to come into this room. And take your power and take it in front of your body and the chest. And bound it into your body. Reach back out and pull the other collar in with you. Making it fit, it's inside your body. This has been a trip to Hollow Earth. Information from Mother Gaia, myself, and I to share with one another. Those things which you have experienced, those things which you have seen, that which you have done. Know that I am one of those who blesses you abundantly, thanks you tremendously, and know you are almost done with your path. We know that you are excited. We give all of this to you freely and openly. Thank you. And you stole it with a happy ending.
All important.